We'd like to introduce you to Port Allsworth Junior, Mariah Lawrenson. She was one of 10 who competed in this year's statewide Poetry Out Loud competition in Juneau on March 7th. Mariah, good to talk to you up there in Tenalian today. What got you interested in this?
Well, the first thing that got me interested was my teacher. She kind of forced all of us students to participate in it on like a school level.
And this teacher, by the way, is this Miss Metzger?
Yes, it is.
And that's Nicole Metzger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to give a shout-out to her for keeping you guys active up there. So go ahead. So once after being forced to do it, then what did you like about it?
I really like a lot of music, and the poetry really reminded me of that. It's basically like song lyrics. So I really liked just learning about it and learning about the meanings of it and the art form.
Getting up there on stage in front of that audience there, knowing that you're on TV as well, tell me about that.
Oh, it's pretty nerve-wracking. It really makes like you can hear your heart pounding in your ears, but it's so much fun. And that kind of adrenaline makes the performance even better if you can just be like, oh, I just got to get through it and use that to be happy and excited rather than like shut off.
Very impressive. It's just very impressive to watch you high schoolers do that so well that gather there from around the state. So you had the chance to deliver 3 poems. Tell me about round one.
The first poem I did is called Personal by Tony Hoagland, and it is kind of about a person who is trying to experience life, it seems like, and wanting to get the most out of it, but feeling like they're not like capable to be out there and in the world and be doing stuff. I thought it was really good.
Personal by Tony Hoagland. Don't take it personal, they said. But I did. I took it all quite personal. The breeze and the river and the color of the fields, the price of grapefruit and stamps, the wet hair of women in the rain. And I cursed what hurt me, and I praised what gave me joy. The most simple-minded of possible responses. The government reminded me of my father, with its deafness and its laws, and the weather reminded me of my mom, with her tropical squalls. Enjoy it while you can, they said of happiness. Think first, they said of talk. Get over it, they said at the school of broken hearts. But I couldn't, and I didn't, and I don't believe in the clean break. I believe in the compound fracture served with a sauce of dirty regret. I believe in saying it all and taking it back and saying it again for good measure while the air fills with I'm sorries. Like wheeling birds and the trees look seasick in the wind. Oh, life! Can you blame me for making a scene? You were that yellow caboose, the moon disappearing over the ridge of a cloud. I was the dog chained in some fool's backyard, barking and barking, trying to convince everything else to take it personal, too.
So that was Personal. So it comes to round 3. And now this poem will catch everybody's ear because it has a reference in a very popular movie from probably the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about number 3, why you picked it, and what it's about.
Poem number 3 was called Ode by Arthur O'Shaughnessy, and that is one of my favorite poems. I actually first heard it from the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, because
yes,
there's a reference in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it because, to me, it kind of talks about the role that musicians or artists play in society, where there are people who are like conquestors and the kings and the government and all the cool stuff that they do, but there's also this influence from people who make things for the world and who entertain them and how they can influence people and make things too. And I thought it was pretty cool.
Let's take a listen there.
Ode by Arthur O'Shaughnessy. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams, world losers and world forsakers, on whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and the shakers of the world forever, it seems. With wonderful deathless ditties, we built up the world's great cities. And out of a fabulous story, fashion an empire's glory. One man, with a dream at pleasure, shall go forth and conquer a crown. And three, with a new song's measure, can trample an empire down. We, in the ages lying, in the buried past of the earth, built Nineveh with our sign, and Babel itself with our mirth, and o'erthrew 'em with prophesying to the old of the new world's worth. For each age is a dream that is dying, or one that is coming to birth.
That was Arthur O'Shaughnessy's Ode, read by Mariah Lawrenson, a Tenalian junior at the Poetry Out Loud competition in Juneau. Mariah, congratulations to you for participating. Are you going to do it again next year?
I'm thinking about it. It was a really good experience, and I would definitely be happy to do it again.
Well, thanks so much for sharing a little bit about what you did, and congratulations again to you and your school for doing such a great job representing the region with these kind of things.
Thank you.